Yo, yo, what's up? We're back. Another episode, Relax and Take Notes. Mike Pace, K Dub, Homie Quinn, what's happening, fella?
What's good, man? just having a good little laugh. Oh, you know, reminiscing.
Your time is terrible, kid. Terrible.
It's all good, man. We finna talk some sports, man.
Yo. This man is wild. You're wild. Yeah, yeah.
It's good. It's good, Mike.
Chilling, man. Chilling. Hey, ATL got it done last night. Kevin tried to mess it up.
Nah. Man. I'm the good luck charm, man. I don't know where you get that from, Q. I've been watching them. I've been watching the Braves since most of them players were born.
Man, you want to hear something crazy, man? If they two best players on this team, man, they wouldn't be here right now. I mean, that's crazy.
Because it's a chemistry thing right now. They the hot
that's
team.
That's crazy,
right,
man.
Yeah, and then they picked up, like, how many guys after?
Exactly. Mike, the three guys they picked up right before the trade deadline, them the three players that got them here.
Right. Yeah, it's wild. What about my man pitching them 16 pitches with the broke leg last night?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Dude, like, that's the type of stuff. That's the same thing that, like, Curt Schilling did in that 2004.
Yeah, with the bloody sock game.
The bloody sock.
Yeah. That's
crazy,
man.
I don't think people realize how much, with everything that you do, the lower body, how much, you know.
Yeah. Especially pitching.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
That's where all your power come from,
that's
man.
That's where all the power come from. You know, shooting the basketball, everything you doing. You know what I'm saying? Lifting stuff. And, man, whoo. But they got it done, man. Hopefully they can keep it up. That was big on the road, you know.
Especially in Houston, man. If them tickets were so much, man, I'd be doing this podcast from Houston right now.
Hey, that was hilarious the other night. Yo, Kevin said, what? He was like, man, these tickets.
You know, them tickets be high.
Yes, sir. Man, that's crazy, though. That's crazy, but nah, they did that thing last night, though.
Mm-hmm.
They did that.
What's your prediction, Q?
Man. I don't know, Kevin, man, because Houston.
They're good.
Houston got them bats, man, that can wake up at any point. And once Houston bats wake up, it's hard to turn them back off, man. That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
It's infield versus infield, if you look at it, because the outfield for both teams is just average. Just some infields is,
yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't want to say, because right now with them winning game one, it really makes the whole series even right now.
Yeah.
I just want them to get a split, to be honest, which I don't even. I just want to get a split.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't even know what to say, man. I'm interested to hear what you say because as mad as I get at you about the way you think you'd be right, most I ain't gonna say that because that's gonna go straight to your head.
I ain't gonna say most of the time. I ain't even gonna make no prediction because any prediction I get are gonna be biased right now. So, because I ain't really been watching it all season like that. So I don't really know enough about it to get no informed opinion like that. I'm a Braves fan, been one. You know what I'm saying? I stopped watching for a while, but at the end of the day, I'm still a Braves fan, and that's who I'm going for. So.
Put it like this, Kev. Since you have been watching, I've been paying close attention to you have. The Braves record, this team is better than their record is. They just had the first half of the season, they were trash, dude.
Right.
They were trash. And when Acuna went down, because Ozuna hadn't been out a whole season, of course, because of his situation.
Right.
But when Acuna went down, this team reacted opposite of the way they probably should have, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then when they picked up Soler, Peterson, and Rosario.
Mm-hmm.
I thought those were just pickups to just get them to the end of the season. I only think them dudes expected to produce the way they produce, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I've seen, man.
I don't know. They playing with house money right now. If you really look at it.
Yeah, that's why that win was so big.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just gonna watch and see and enjoy it.
And the way they won too. Mike. Man, like it wasn't even. It was never in doubt.
They beasted. Like, we got like this up.
That first batter, Soler, when he went deep. I mean, you kind of
set the tone.
Bro, exactly. I'm talking. I was sitting there like, oh, that's how you feel, bro. I'm like, okay. I'm talking about smash that mom. I'm like.
I was already glad to see him back in the lineup. I didn't know he was going to do that, though.
I'm to my old gate, though. Like, I'm like, okay, then.
Yeah, that set the tone for sure.
Yeah.
We talking about if they win tonight, though, I don't know. I'm still because it's the Braves, Kevin, and I know you remember 96 when we got introduced to Andrew Jones. So I'm not even going to get excited until the parade. If it's a parade.
And as a Georgia native, you know, I know all too well, you understand, with all the sports. You know what I mean?
You know what, Mike? That's why I appreciate my grandma so much. Cause she introduced me to the Braves and she made me a Braves fan and she kept me away from the Falcons and the Hawks.
Well, I never was a diehard Falcon fan or like, you know what I mean? Of course, you know, I root for them when they in position to win or whatever like that. And of course, I was a big Vic fan, Deion and all that, and Dominique Wilkins. You know, they had some guys, you know, Mookie played a lot. But it's just like they always find a way. My dogs included, they ain't excluded. It's like they find a way. And it's like, when you look at it, you say, this team, they really good. You know what I'm saying? But how did this not happen? So, I feel, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that 2002 Georgia team had it made all the way basically to the Natty. Florida come in and it's like, what? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and it wasn't even Urban Meyer.
Sports be like that, man. Sports be like that, man.
Oh, yeah, that'd be crazy.
That's what makes it so exciting, though.
Who Oregon lost to? Who they lost to? SC, Arizona, whatever.
It was some team they shouldn't have lost to. Just like that Pat White West Virginia team.
Yeah. Man, I forgot about Pat White.
They was loaded with talent though,
dude. They should. They it wasn't no reason they shouldn't have won, man.
Yeah,
but again,
Man Jones was on that team with them. I think.
Yeah,
was that running back? I forgot his name.
Tavon Austin.
They was loaded. That was the team.
I forgot about Pat White though. Pat White. Mm-hmm.
That team was legit, man.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they was for real. Man, Pat White was fast as light.
Man.
Remember, he went to the Dolphins for a bit.
Mm-hmm. He was pretty good at baseball, too, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he's a good baseball player.
He got drafted, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know A.J. Brown was got drafted by the Padres.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know
he got a bit of a baseball player.
Man, that's crazy, man. I didn't know that either. Man, okay.
See how crazy sports are?
Oh, for sure.
This list is crazy, y'all.
Yeah, it is. We might as well go ahead and get into that.
So let's jump into that. Q, you talking about the list.
Oh, man.
Speaking of stuff being crazy, the NBA at 75. Shout out to the NBA for 75 years. WNBA 25 years. So, you know, they got their list. You know, it's a lot of great players on this list. It's a lot of great players not on this list. What's y'all thoughts, man? What's y'all thoughts? And congratulations to everybody on the list, you know. What y'all think about the list?
Man, you know it's always going to be some controversy in it, right?
With lists anytime.
Yeah, because nobody's going to agree on it 100%. So the biggest snub might be Dwight Howard.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the thing is you got to look at his era and how he dominated his era versus some of the other guys and how they dominated their era. Because I don't think you can compare them player to player. Like, I don't think it works like that. You know what I mean?
Nah, that's a good point.
So you got to look at, some of these guys on this list, they never won MVPs. They never gone to the finals. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dwight, you know, Dwight was a monster in his prime. I don't know, did he win an MVP?
He won Defensive Player of the Year.
Defensive Player of the Year. Okay. And 2010,
2009? I think he did it twice. I know it was one of them. And they went to the finals in 2009.
2009, right? So a lot of these players ain't accomplished what he accomplished, you know what I'm saying, in his career. And being as a number one option also, being the backbone of a team. Mm-hmm. So you got some guys on this list who they weren't really the backbone of their team. They were good players.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say they were the backbone of their team. Like, even let's say James Worthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know James Worthy is a good player, very good player.
Right.
But did James Worthy dominate the way Dwight Howard dominated?
Like, I know
big game James done had some big games, you know what I'm saying? But in terms of like being a cornerstone, he was never the cornerstone of that organization.
I would never put the word dominate by his name,
right?
By James Worthy's name. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Good player, but is he a Dwight Howard type? I don't think so.
He had dominating moments, but
but not. Dwight was it, you know, in Orlando for. So I feel what both of y'all saying, man. So, the thing for me with Dwight, it was just, I guess it's pretty much everything you're saying, like how he dominated. He was a force on the glass.
Yeah.
You know, blocking shots. He was, and I think he had more of that dominance left. The back injuries really slowed him down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the game shifted on him. You know what I'm saying? So I think those two things hurt his career, because a lot of the young kids don't know the Dwight that they can't probably understand, like, why we feel like we feel about Dwight Howard. Similar to us, you know, probably feel – why y'all, and I mean, we know now because we like the game, but we probably said, why you feel that way about Bill Walton? Because when I was little, I used to always be like, why is he so, but I didn't understand, like, before he got injured. Yeah,
he took Portland to the
how dominant this dude was, you know what I'm saying? So I used to always be like, why they always act like Bill Walton was, because I didn't know.
Right.
But then, you know, when I saw him, like, oh, he was for real, you know, he was like that. So, you know, a lot of the young kids probably feel that way about, you know, D12, like, what?
Yeah, they see him as a backup, you know what
I mean?
But see, like, you can take guys like Kevin McHale and Robert Parris, to me.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Parris is not Dwight Howard, not even close.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying?
on
like
no day.
On no level. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I can't think of one thing he does better. Actually, he might be a better mid-range jump shooter. He might be a better face-up jump shooter than Dwight Howard. But, I mean,
it ain't like he was just out there like – he ain't like he was out there shooting at like Olajuwon or Big Pat either.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Was never a cornerstone of an organization. Neither was Kevin McHale. They were both good at what they did. Kevin McHale was a good low-post scorer. You know what I'm saying? Robert Parris was a good – defender, you know, a decent score, you know what I'm saying? But none of them ever did what Dwight Howard did.
Right. And even out of those two, if I had to pick, I would take McHale over Parris.
Right.
Because he could score, you know, score better, should I say.
So
you know what, Mike? You made a good point. It's like, and especially, I think their situations kind of mirror each other, Dwight Howard and Bill Walton, because it's like you said, the injuries and then the game changing at the same time. True. All that stuff really happened for Dwight around the same time. It was some stuff that was really out of his control. So,
yeah. And then, like at first, when I first saw it, I'm like, man, why they got all these old guys on here, man, this and that. But the more I thought about it, I'm like, they have to be on here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's a 75-year history. There's different eras
right
in basketball. You can't like exclude that era. You know what I mean? Like, they have to be there. You know what I'm saying? So you do have to take the best from that era and put them on that list. Now, how many of them, I don't know. But they have to be there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Kevin, you know what, Kevin? And then the thing is, it's, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, we know, everybody knows, if you're smart. I mean, times have changed big time. The way the athlete is now in the NBA, there's no way that anybody with common sense could say they wouldn't dominate back then the way they played the game back then. It's just, and they're just built different. I mean, the equipment they use is different.
Yeah.
The way they play is different.
The science.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a totally different game. It's a totally different game. And so, it's not even really fair to compare what they did back then to now. Because who's to say if them guys played now, they wouldn't be taking advantage of the exact same things. So you put Dr. J in this era when he afforded all of the same nutrition and all of that stuff, you know what I'm saying, that these guys are afforded now, he would be just as dominant.
Or Iceman.
Or Iceman. Or
Bernard King.
Especially, you know what I'm saying?
Them guys that we know.
Them scores from back then, the Earl Rose and all of them dudes, you know what I'm saying, that could actually score back then, especially a dude like Iceman. You know what I'm saying?
You want to hear something funny? I would even go as far as saying Shaq, even if you started his career, even if just a couple of years later, with the stuff
for his body.
Yep, exactly. That's what I mean. So I don't know. See, it is. You know,
he played a long time too, though.
He did.
A lot of that was him just being so big and so talented. But, but he would have dominated longer. You know what I'm saying? And maybe that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, Shaq is different though, because I know Shaq, even Shaq to this day, I think Shaq probably stepped on his own feet a little bit with himself. So, you know, that's different.
I mean, but you know, and a lot of that too is just the human part of it, you know, being young.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Being that gifted. Like, I often think times like, when they, you know what I'm saying, be like, this how gifted these people are, right? All pros. How many times we've been sitting now, text each other, just whatever, sitting up to yourself, and you like, man, how he dropped that pass? Or how he, man, these dudes got a block.
Right.
But because, like, we just looking at it like, bro, that's your job. You're like, but then when you go into, you know, the specifics, but you do know the dude on the other side is a pro, you know, he in college too, and he, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, they be so gifted. But think about a lot, like, think about being that big and somebody telling you, yo, you need to work on this. Look at me. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like if you got 100 in the class, and they say, yo, you need to study. And I'm like, what? For what? You know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, a lot of it too is because, like Kevin always say, you know what I'm saying, we love sports and athletics, and we want to be in that position. So we say, oh, man, I'll do this, I would do that, I would do this, I would do that. But I think a lot of times, because I mean, I do it all the time. Oh, my gosh, if I was this, this. But I think a lot of times we take the human part out, like, how we know they ain't just did everything they could and just maximized? Like Kevin say, Shaq did play a long time. Granted, he probably would have been dominant longer, like you said, though. A lot of stuff going to that, Q, you know what I mean? Like, if they would have had the But they got these treadmills now that is non-weight bearing, and you can have a surgery and then go rehab.
Yeah.
Actually doing cardio, like, bro, what?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you manipulating the body in a sense. You know what I'm saying?
It's,
like,
it's so many factors, man. So many,
Because I hate to keep using Dwight, but let's take Dwight and T-Mac, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. Because I would say they're around the same era. Like they were in their prime around the same era. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you take off of this list and put them on? I would say there's a couple guys from the 80s that I gotta take off. And that would probably be, like I said before, James Worthy and Robert Parrish. I think I take them off. And I add those two. I add Dwight Howard and Tracy McGrady.
Okay.
Because everybody else, like, I hate even speaking on 50s and 60s because I'm really not informed enough to.
I don't really know.
To speak on them like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know who Dolph Shays and Bill Sharman and Paul Arizin. I know who these people are, but I can't
criticize. I can't big up them. Obviously, they did something, so just salute that. But as far as me criticizing, I can't do it.
Yeah, because the game really don't interest me. Because I didn't see highlights, and that just don't interest me enough to research them like that. You know what I'm saying? So I go from what I know, James Worthy and Robert Parrish got to go. And I'm adding Dwight Howard and Tracy McGrady. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's a lot of other guys that is probably deserving too. But I can't, you know, them just the top two off the top of my head.
I immediately thought about Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
And then my mind, this is just how we do now. I'm like, what would that mean, T-Mac ain't on? I'm like, T-Mac on the, right? Because I'm just like, it's T-Mac.
Right.
But once again, we get caught up in our era. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, it ain't a question. But yeah, I would do the same, you know, with those two. Because like I say, man, Dwight Howard was it, man. Like,
yeah,
he was a double-double for sure. And was gonna get you two blocks.
And you ain't talking about 10-10 double-double. You talking about 20-20 double-double.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
No, not even 20-20 double. I'm talking about 30-20 double-double.
Yeah, right, man.
Just crazy numbers.
Four blocks and stuff like that.
Yeah. And it's the funny thing is, and it ain't even funny because guys like us and people like us, like, it's so many, like, different variables and so many different, like, avenues you can go down and paths and wormholes and this stat versus that stat. Mm-hmm. It's so many different ways you could go that you could really write 1,000 books about who should be on there, who shouldn't, why, versus it's crazy.
Right.
But, you know,
right.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so interesting though.
It's like you all often wonder. So it's like, for me, I'm big on, that's why I love that NFL 100 list they do every year.
Yeah.
Cause it's by the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I respect athletes so much. But if a guy told me one time that played up against someone, I can't remember who the guy that was. He played it and he was telling me just like, telling me how good. But I respect that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm looking from TV, that's one thing. But when he's telling me stuff this dude doing on the court, little stuff you can't see, stuff they might be saying or something like that, that's next level, and you did it at that level. So if you say, no, he stamped like that, then I got to respect it. Because, I mean, it's kind of like Kevin said last week. Okay, what separate us from, you know, Davis this. But what separate us from being a journalist is, or a writer, they train to do that, right? And there's no disrespect. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I could do their job, but I'm saying my view versus their view. I'm talking about that part now. Yeah, you can probably write an article up better than me. You know, probably you will do all of that stuff better than me any day of the week. But I'm talking about it just as far as my view on a basketball player or a football player or, you know, tennis or whatever.
I'm just as informed, if not more, than you are on this.
Yeah. Right. So that's why with Liz, it's another variable, like both of y'all said, because you'll never please everybody. That's just like when I hear people say, oh, who the best rappers are. Do you know I love rap? That's so subjective.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my favorite rapper don't differ from yours, yours from his. But that don't mean because mine is mine that he not good and that your favorite rapper is yours that he or she is not good or whatever, you know. It just means, I don't know, you like this person better, or you like his style, or you like her style. I like, you know what I'm saying? So with list is always so many variables. Like I can say, like with the Kyrie Irving, and I heard a lot of people going in about that. But it's like almost like Kevin said, who do you replace him with? You can say Dame, because he got the championship over Dame. You know what I'm saying? But I think I go to what Kevin said on that. And that was a really good point about the cornerstone. Dame is Portland. Kyrie, when it was you, you know what I'm saying? And that's no knock, because you know how we feel about him as a basketball player. But when you start talking about greatest of all time, then you have to nitpick, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying?
So with that being said, would you put Vince Carter in over Dame?
I was just looking at a different article from the Boston Globe that had his name mentioned, Kim. So yeah, that's interesting.
I feel like for the culture, you got to put Vince in there over Dame because of how impactful Vince Carter has been. I feel like Vince Carter impacted more basketball careers than Dame Lillard. I'll say it like that.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Vince Carter is an icon in basketball. And I know it's mainly because of his style of play, you know, where he was able to dunk and all of that. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, that's what, just like Dr. J, you know what I'm saying? Dr. J changed basketball because of how he played, you know, how he flew through the air and dunked and all of that. I feel like Vince Carter did the same thing. I feel like he took what Jordan did and took it to a new height, you know what I'm saying, as far as like in-game dunks and dunk contests and all that. I would personally put Vince Carter in over Dame, but I have no issue with Dame being there because of the talent. Like, you can't deny the talent, but at the end of the day, this list is more about accomplishments than talent to me.
That's how I was viewing it too. I was eager to hear how y'all viewed that. Like, I think this is so personal to the player. Like, I think it's so individual driven.
Right.
Right. Like the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think a lot of times with the Hall of Fame, the tough part people get into, oh, well, he ain't win a championship. Well, he ain't playing golf, right? He not playing tennis. Right. A lot of stuff contingent upon a player winning a championship in basketball, football, and things of that nature. Like, you know what I'm saying? So when the people say, oh, what is, especially in football, well, what did he really do? Okay, pull it up.
Let me ask y'all this, right? And this just kind of,
because I got one more after you make your point.
Oh, go ahead first, because I got something to piggyback off
I'm gonna stay on the Dwight Howard thing. What did Patrick Ewing accomplish that Dwight Howard did?
Right.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right.
That's a great one, actually.
And I agree with that 1,000%. And see, when you say stuff like that, people say, oh, well, you don't know about, yes, you know, we know about Big Patty. Yeah. That ain't no disrespect. I know everything about Big Patty. That's no disrespect. That's one of my favorite centers to ever play.
Yeah.
You know, my two favorites, Shaq and Olajuwon, and he right there, and David Robinson too, because that's what I saw growing up. and they were all each different, and they were all each great. You know what I'm saying? But I'm with you 1,000%. Right. They both played the finals and lost. They both were all-stars multiple times. Mm-hmm. They both dominated at their position.
Yeah.
They did it in different ways, but they both mm-hmm. dominated at their position. They was both good shot blockers.
Mm-hmm.
They were both franchise cornerstones. You know, them people love Big Pat in New York still to this day.
Yeah.
You know, so now I agree with you on that.
But 1,000%. Only thing I would say is I think Dwight was a little bit more dominant than Big Pat.
Yeah. I'll go with that.
He, more athletic.
It's like because he's still playing and he's not playing at the level that he was once playing at, I think that's impacting it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because I look at this. Like, look at Giannis. Giannis is on this list. But the last thing people remember of Giannis is him winning the championship. Him dominating, dropping 50 in the finals. 50 and, you know, whatever it was. 19 rebounds, whatever he had. I don't remember what he had, but it was a crazy stat line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what people remember. But right now, what we remember from Dwight Howard is him and AD pushing and shoving on the sideline. You know what I'm saying? On the bench. But you think about Dwight Howard in his prime, I think he deserved to be on this list.
Yeah.
I do too.
Go ahead and make your point, Q.
It wasn't no point. I just got a question for y'all, right? So we see the 75 list, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just piggybacking off the point, I can't remember who said it, you or Mike, Kev. Why do y'all think the NFL does a 100 list with the players? Why don't y'all think they do the same thing in the NBA every year?
I don't know, man, but I
wish they would.
I do too, man, because
the
I just
top 25, feel, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when it's coming from them, man.
It like, just feels different, right?
It holds more weight.
Yeah, man, because look at most of the guys who like the top guys. They love it, so they know it.
Yeah.
Like, to listen to, like if I listen to, like, a podcast or something, or interview, and I listen to, like, LeBron James or, like, Chris Paul or KD talk about basketball, dog,
mm-hmm.
I get, like, that's when I geek out. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm like.
Because they into it the way you into it.
Yeah, it feel like I'm, they feel
know
like.
They know these names that you know that most people who are casual sports fans don't know.
So, right. So, like, when you listen to even, like, James Harden, like, when you listen to these people, mm-hmm. and it's a lot more not to disrespect, but when you listen to them, you're like, God.
Yeah.
So, now if you're saying you got the opinion of him, and him, and him, and him, and him, all these guys in the league. And this is another thing people don't realize. You take a guy like Ish Smith.
Yeah.
I don't know Ish Smith from a can of paint. But, man, just the way he go about his business, it look like he love the game of basketball.
Yeah.
So he probably know a whole lot about the game of basketball. So if you go to Ish Smith and ask Ish Smith, Ish, give me, where do you rank blase? You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a lot of facts. It's going to be a lot of, and it just looked like he would know what the hell he talking about more than me, you, Q, or some writer, because I'm saying Ish Smith. I'm not saying Kyrie Irving or Steph Curry.
Yeah.
But it's a reason he's still in the NBA.
Yeah, at that height. If you like I always say, if you under 6'5 and you in the NBA, you a bad boy. You got some serious skill, bro. To make it to that level, especially them Steph Curry's and Dame Lillard's and you know, anybody under that height, just, man, you got some serious skill, man.
Yeah.
Do y'all think is, and I'm just thinking, man, you know how NFL players, like, they got people on the list that are speaking on players that are on the list as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the NBA, it's a mindset difference between the NBA and NFL is the reason why the players can do that in NFL versus why the players in the NBA? You think the players in the NBA, like Kevin Durant or LeBron James, will refuse to do something like that? Where, as you got it,
they'd embrace it.
They do it. especially guys like them two guys, bro, they dudes love basketball.
Yeah, like, I think they embrace it.
I think they would love to sit down and talk about Giannis or and see, that's the problem. I think people say, oh, these dudes too friendly, they soft. Nah, it's just saying, yo, he nice. That don't mean I'm afraid of him, but that don't mean I ain't gonna go at his head. But he not, it's obvious.
Yeah, because it ain't like they expose like how they ranking players anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't even really know how they do it. I feel like they just, their players write down who they, their top 100, and then they take an average of whatever, you know what I'm saying? And however they do it, you know what I'm saying? But we don't, it ain't like, you know, they're in danger of feeling like, oh, I owe it to this guy to rank him number one. I owe it to this guy to put him in, you know what I'm saying? So I think it would be cool for them just to have like a top 50, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Top 50 players in the NBA right now. Just get everybody's votes. And it don't even have to be a LeBron and KD voting. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It could be, like Mike said, a Ish Smith. You know what I'm saying? It can be, you know, anybody. Just regular players. You know what I'm saying?
Harrison Barnes.
Yeah, anybody.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what? If you really think about it, the NFL is like that too, because they don't really have the top players doing it. They have the same, like, players like a Von Miller that'll do it. Who else be giving that? It'd be players like that doing it. But
But if you look at that list too, it's not all superstars. So that's like the respect factor that these guys have for their peers. Like, oh, I don't care about that household name. I know what this man do on the field, bro. He's a top 100 player in our league. You know, so that's the thing, I think, the respect too, man, because when it comes down to it, dog, like, you know, it's always like factors. Like, if you telling me something about baseball, I'm going to value it more than my son, right? My son probably said, oh, I want Oakland to win. I like their colors, and I like number 22. Oh, that's cool, you know what I'm saying? But when you break it down, like, yo, Mike, I'm 22, I'm telling you, 5 years, this dude gonna be an MVP, boom, 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 and you giving me reasons, like, I'ma listen to you. But my son just off a whim, and I ain't saying that that's the gap between a writer and a player, but I'm just saying, if I'm a player, I'm respecting it from, you know what I'm saying, that other player that's in this grind and understand everything, and that face off against me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I heard, it's like, I was listening to like a superstar guy talk about somebody. And it's always seen like the person be surprised when they'll say something about a player that ain't, you know, and they'll be like, huh, really? And they'll be like, oh man, you just don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know what I love to hear that. That's why, when I watch the Knucklehead podcast, I love the beginning of it. Cause I love to hear Darius Miles ask everybody who come on now, who's the first person to bust your ass? I love hearing that. Cause I love hearing answers like Katino Mobley.
Yeah.
And, like players that be in a bag, but didn't get notoriety.
Yeah. They solid NBA dudes. You know what I'm saying? I love to
hear somebody say, oh man, Michael Redd gave me a quick 16, right? Quick.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's like what Quinn talking about, names like that.
Skip to my lose.
We know what Michael Redd
is. Right.
Yeah. Stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like when you hear them cats, and see, that's the thing. That's that respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we know.
Man, can you imagine if they could get a camera or a mic in some of them off the wall pickup games that they have behind closed doors that nobody ever hear about until years later?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine just being in there watching it?
Exactly.
Right.
Not even having to talk about it, but they make you sign an NDA, but you get to come in and watch it.
it's going down. Like, you know, like, and that's what I'm saying, man. I ain't disrespecting the voters or right whoever did the list, but I just think it mean a lot, because I mean, you talking about the 75 greatest players of all time. Yeah, I would still feel honored. But I'm just saying,
and maybe it's a situation where we got to separate lists. You know what I'm saying? Instead of doing top 75 all time, separated we do maybe top. Yes, separated by that. Maybe not maybe that. You need to do something like that.
Now that'll get real good.
Hey, I mean,
because boy, it was some. It was listen. If you go 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s,
yeah,
it's some animals, bro.
Man, and the thing is, like you said, Mike, it's some animals that maybe had 3 to 4 year spurts and then just some having injury.
Yep. Amari Stoudemire.
Exactly. I was going to bring Stoudemire up, but you know what I'm saying? I decided not to. I decided to bring up Dwight Howard, but I was going to say, what is Amari Stoudemire? Penny. Perfect example. Grant Hill.
Right
here. You know what I'm saying? Perfect example of guys who were up here and fell off. So if you talking about, let's say, when did Mars Star come in? Like 05 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Whenever it was. If you're talking about the 2000s, from 2000 to 2010, you know what I'm saying? How many guys are better than Amari Stoudemire? You know what I'm saying?
Him and Dwight Howard was crazy during that time. So, of course, you're going to have LeBron in that way, Melo. Dwight Howard, Morris Stoudemire,
Chris Paul,
Darren Williams was dominant at that time. You had some guys, man.
Aaron Davis. Man, that's tough.
But Ben
might not even belong.
But Ben Wallace for what he brought to the game. You know what I'm saying? Like he wasn't a dominant as a scorer. You know, right. You know, so you it'll be a lot. You know what I mean?
Robert Ory.
Hey, it's this too.
No, from a legendary standpoint, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he goes in the same category with Vince Carter, right?
But you know what? Hold on. To Kevin's point, Q, you know how disrespectful me and you just was.
What?
That man got 7 rings, and we sitting here talking about we don't know.
That's why I mentioned it.
Like me and you, literally just took Kevin's question and was like, whatever. But then I'm like, hold on, dog. We being disrespectful. This cat got 7 rings, bro.
That's why.
One as a rookie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we was disrespectful, man, no doubt. Yeah.
Just saying.
So, I mean, I don't have, like, I'm just, like, blown away with stuff on the list, what it should and shouldn't. But I do agree with the, with those two cats.
Well, I know, now that I just took another look at it, I know one that need to come off.
Ooh.
Anthony Davis got to come off that list, bro.
I was saying the same thing.
Anthony Davis got to come off that list. I don't care if you put Amari Stoudemire on there. I don't care if it's T-Mac, if it's Dwight Howard. You matter of fact, how do you put Anthony Davis on there over Dwight Howard?
That's probably why
there you go. There you go.
It's probably didn't fight. Because, Kev, if you really think about it, if you really, like, drill down into it and you look at this list, and then you look at the people they put on it versus the people they didn't put on it. I mean, the more and more you think about it, those two names should swap. They're on the same team right now. Those two names should swap. I mean, if we really being honest about it.
I have
no issue with Brian checking them up.
I don't lie. It was one name on here. If I ain't see this name on here, I was going. Well, if I ain't see Dominique Wilkins' name on this list, I was,
you know, I went and looked for him specifically.
Just because
I know how much he get disrespected.
Yep.
Right. I was like, all right, so y'all ain't play with my man, so cool.
Mike, I got a question for you specifically, because I know how you feel about this dude. I know you ain't high on him at all.
He should be on. He deserves it.
I already know.
I saw Drexler. Yeah, I ain't gonna disrespect like that. He should. Because I saw it and I was like, you know what?
I know you're a fool with Clyde. Like,
man, nah, you nah. But I ain't gonna conversation y'all had that day, man. That, I can't tell you how hard I was laughing at y'all, man.
I ain't gonna disrespect him like that, though. Nah, he, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he deserved to be all that. I ain't gonna act on like that, nah. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, I respect these dudes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, I do. Yeah, this is high praise though. You know what I mean? Yeah. And
how y'all feel about Clay?
I'm okay with him not being on him.
Me too.
Because who do you take off?
Yeah, that's true.
I think the top like said, 100.
If I take Anthony Davis off, I don't know. Maybe. Nah, because like even I can't even make my James Worthy argument for him. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like James was about on the same level as Clay in terms of what he meant to his team. Because James Worthy was the scorer on those Lakers teams. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, I'll go top 100 with Clay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't,
Maybe top 90. You ain't got to go out with 100.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of having Robert Parrish on here, but
Chief.
I just don't like that. I could even see Kevin McHale because he was such a good scorer. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But Robert Parrish and AD gotta go. I can't. Them the only two on the list I see that I'm like, nah. They gotta go.
Yeah, regardless of time, era, whatever. I agree with you on that, Kevin.
Another one y'all probably gonna disagree with. Well, nah, I don't say that. But I say he borderline. Reggie Miller borderline.
Man, here you go. Man, are you crazy?
I knew y'all were gonna disagree with that.
Are you crazy?
He borderline.
Kev don't know about that one.
Reggie?
Kev, come on.
I'm cool with him being on that, but he
a top three shooter all the time, Kev.
Yeah, that's true.
And hit big shots.
Yeah. After you get past like Steph and Ray Allen, is Reggie. I mean, he's playing with the Pacers too. So I mean,
no, his whole career.
Yeah.
I think it was the whole rivalry with MJ that I just didn't like about Reggie.
That's the thing that held him back though, Kevin, is MJ. If it weren't for MJ, the Pacers would have an NBA championship. the Indiana Pacers.
I'm gonna let y'all have this. I can admit when I'm wrong. I'm gonna let y'all have this because now
if it weren't for MJ
up,
and
if it's
the
not
Knicks,
for MJ and not for Kobe and Shaq, also
exactly.
So okay,
he would
I retract my statement.
Or Ron Artest and Jermaine O'Neal destroying the Palace.
That's it too. Really, really, really. I just knew that was going to win.
I retract my statement right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, this list.
That's what this all about, though.
I'm glad to see Melo on there. I'm tired of seeing him get disrespected.
Yeah.
For sure.
Him and Dominique. I kind of feel like Bernard King need to be on here.
Yeah, I can see you thinking on that, especially Melo, because it ain't too many more pure scores out there like Melo that's ever done it, so.
I kind of think
Bernard King should be on it.
I couldn't believe he won.
He's a high level scorer. Like I ain't talking about no, he ain't no 20 point per game guy. He's a 30 point per game scorer.
Yeah, he used to get out. That's what I'm saying.
That's tough.
I don't understand that one.
That's tough. I think we gotta. Like I said, I hate speaking on them old guys like that, but I think we need to lessen the amount of old guys we got on here.
What about
Gasol? About the old ones, huh?
What about Gasol?
Marc Gasol? About Paul Gasol?
Yeah.
Nah, man.
He's never been the guy.
Mm-mm. Nah, he
not on a winning team.
I was about to say a name, but I'm not even gonna bring him up. I'm not even gonna do it. I'm not even gonna do it.
Who?
No, no, I'm not gonna do it.
We haven't talked just for conversation.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about him for 3 weeks now for a particular reason. So
what are you talking about?
Harry.
Oh.
I can't really.
Like I say,
if it was a talent based list, yeah, but
no. Yeah. And I love him as a player. You know what I'm saying?
One of the most skilled players that I ever seen, if not the most skilled. But
I ain't gonna sit here and act like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's just, like I said, I know these older players, these 50s and 60s guys, they have a place. Like, they have to be on this list because each era had dominant players. So dominant players from each era have to be on this list. But
nah, I was just looking at a list of people that they say were snubbed from the list, and he was on it. So I just want to throw it out there.
I get that because he's such a great player. You know what I'm saying? And in the way it looks, it's like he was snubbed. And you see his name, but when you get into it, right? You know what I'm saying? And that's why I hate lists too. This is why I hate them, because it make it seem like you saying a person ain't great. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But really, that's not what it's saying. You know
that's
what
why
I'm
I
saying?
Love them though, because I love to debate about sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it just brings about a conversation, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So for the most part, y'all feel like they got it right?
Yeah.
Give or take
I don't think there's a right. I think they did a good job.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
I don't think there's a right, but there is a wrong, Kid.
That's true. I ain't gonna lie, I would like to see a little bit less of these Sam Joneses and Paul Arizin.
This man said, but it is a wrong.
And these Dolph Shays. No, there's a little too many of them.
Dave Cowens.
I mean, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, but I don't want to be like, because I
can't be too disrespectful.
Yeah, because I ain't seen them yet.
But it was just a different time. That's all.
Yeah, it's a different time. But I mean, it's some guys that really dominated in the era that we know about. That I feel like there's some room need to be made for them.
Yeah.
Like I get Bob McAdoo and Elvin Hayes, and because these dudes dominated. Like I know their numbers. Like I know Elvin Hayes' numbers. Mm-hmm. He was a monster. So I'm not saying everybody. You know what I'm saying? I know Havlicek and all these. Like they was monsters, bro.
Rick Barry.
Yeah, Rick Barry, Pistol Pete. These dudes, they got it in, you know what I'm saying? But it's some of these dudes on here that I don't know. I think they just, Dave I think DeBusha. That name getting them on now. Yeah, Dave DeBusha.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Like, I get Clyde Frazier, you know what I'm saying? We talking about the Nick. Dave DeBusha. I mean,
Walt Clyde Frazier.
Yeah, I used to get out.
I ain't even going to say that. Maybe Dave DeBusha do. Because I think he was the lead scorer on that Knicks team in what, 1970? He won the championship.
But Clyde was on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was on that team.
Yeah, he was.
Him and Phil Jackson.
Too. Phil Jackson, too. Yeah. But I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, somebody always going to be. You know how that go.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's, you know, 20 years from now, 25 years from now, when they make the top 100, people are going to be, you know, they're going to want to take off Dirk and AI and
Scottie
Hakeem
Pippen.
And Scottie Pippen. And what did Scottie Pippen do? What did Clyde Drexler do?
Yeah, because they don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
They'll keep, of course, Kobe and Bron and KD because mm-hmm. they names.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But you're going to start seeing that the guys, you know, the guys from our era, you're going to start seeing people start talking about what did George Gervin do and all of that, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Man, it fires some folks up, though.
Yeah. Of course, man. You know it was. That's why they don't like putting lists out like this, because you know what kind of talk that called. That's why I don't think people talk about the NFL when they put out lists, because they do stuff like this every year with the top 100, and the NBA don't do it that often. So, you know.
That's a good conversation to me, though. It don't bother me that people argue about it and people debate about it. I mean, that's all it is, just debate.
Because you can't tell nobody. I mean, you can, it's stat driven more in sports, but you still can't tell nobody like who they like.
Right. No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you like who you like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so it's not gonna change that, but you know.
Right.
Man. Nah, it's not. I mean, I don't know. I'm like you, Kevin. I wish the NBA would do it. Like every year, just have a group of players, young and new. It ain't got to be the superstars, but have like just a couple players just sit around, just talk ball about the current players and whatnot. So I don't know,
because they didn't do this a couple years ago when the NFL got to 100 years. Did
it? Mm-mm. They didn't.
I know they did the thing with the college when they got to 150. But they didn't do it with the NBA. I mean, the NFL when it got to 100 years. It's like 3 years ago or something like that. But with college football, they did the 150, which that's to me is a bit. It's tough.
Well, it would be too hard in football because
college football.
Yeah,
yeah.
But tough. Even in NFL, it would be too hard.
To do
a top 100.
100.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, it's way too many players to to put out a top 100. Look, think about how many people going to be left off. There's going to be some dogs left off on that list.
If you try to do 100,
a lot of dogs.
It's like 100 good wide receivers.
Right, and you know they got to put they Y.A. Tittles and all of them and you right. know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, four horsemen and
right, you know what I'm saying? They got to put the red grains and all of them and so.
So if you break that down to the last 20 years, you're like, yo, Jerry going to be on there. Fitz, Chris Carter, Timber, all these guys, T.O., Chad Johnson, like you're gonna have all these chats.
It's gonna be dudes like Tim Brown left off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like dudes who are extremely good, but they're gonna be left off.
Yeah, like you say, because we just named receivers. We ain't we talking about 100 players. You got Andre Reed, who was, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah. That's gonna be only the best of the best. And that's
Randy Moss.
That would be,
Yeah.
Like I said, they're gonna have they Dick Butkuses and all of them, you know what I'm saying?
Did you think about even with you got Jimmy Smith and you know what I mean, guys like that?
Right.
Steve Smith
will be left off.
Yeah.
Cause think about it, top 100 list. How many receivers you gonna have on that list?
You got Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce and Irvin Fry. You got a lot of cats. And we ain't even got to the Megatrons and
the current players like Devontae Smith, Devontae Adams. I mean, right now.
Yeah, Julio Jones, AJ Green.
That is a deep bench.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, you can just talk, you what I'm saying. You can just stop at receiver and just debate them for hours.
Right. And could you? But like Kevin said, you record then you do it with running backs. You know, even though that's kind of slowed down now, but still, even through the years, right? Because y'all know the most underrated back to me is Fred Taylor. So
he ain't got a shot.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, he don't because of the way he played.
Yo, and I don't know, understand. Man, that dude was – he was for real.
It's only people like us that watch him. And cause, I mean, really, who's watching Jaguars when he was playing for him?
I mean, at that time, they was winning, though, when they had Mark Brunell on them.
But look who else is in the league with him. It's the same reason why we have to bring him up. So,
That's true. It was a lot of it was some nice backs in the league because he was in the league with Curtis Martin and Terrell Davis and all of them.
Because I fight with my next door neighbor all the time about Emmitt Smith. Cause he fight me to this day. And he would tell me all the time that Emmitt Smith was better than Barry Sanders.
And that's just crazy to even say.
I mean, I want to pick up my Alabama football and throw it and hit him in the top of the head every time I see him.
That's just crazy to even say.
When you say Emmitt Smith is
better than Barry at what?
He a Cowboys fan, man. I mean, where you? I don't. The way he talks to me is as if Larry Litt, Nate Newton, who else is on that line?
Mark Stepnoski, Larry Allen,
Eric
Williams,
Nate
Newton.
Who's the tight end on that team?
JJ Novacek. So basically, what you just said is his whole offensive line were household names. We just named the whole offensive line pretty much.
And who was on Barry Sanders'
offensive line? And Moose Johnson was playing fullback.
Right.
Who was on Barry Sanders' offensive line? Right. Who? Can you name one person on Barry Sanders' offensive line? One.
And we just named four or five on Emmitt Smith's offensive line.
And you had Irvin and
Alvin Harper.
Alvin Harper.
Exactly. Barry Sanders had Herman Moore.
That was it. Johnny Morton, but I mean,
that's it.
That's it. And he had Scott Mitchell at quarterback instead of Troy Aikman. So, and on defense, he didn't have no Leon Lett, and he had no Darren Woodson. You know
Charles Haley, Prime Norton Jr.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they was loaded.
That team was stacked.
What was a man play DB? Caught that pick against the Steelers. He threw it right to him.
He had three picks in that game.
Three picks in that game, yeah. Larry something?
Kevin something? Something Smith
it,
or something. I don't know.
It was some generic name.
I don't even remember.
he was throwing, that was Neil O'Donnell, right to him. But yeah, so yeah, I feel y'all, man. It's, you know, I ain't gravely hurt by it, but it's cool. You know what I'm saying?
We just talked about it for a solid hour, so it did what it was supposed to do.
Absolutely.
That's what it's for.
It's cool, man. I ain't tripping on it. I thought it was, like I say, man, it definitely gotta be an honor to be on it, though.
I think they did a good job with it.
To even be mentioned around.
I ain't got too many complaints. For me to only have a handful of complaints. That's
what I was thinking to myself when I kept looking at it. I'm like, this ain't bad because I ain't tripping, you know, where like that top 25 under 25, they could have just took that and just flushed it down the toilet.
But the fact that you ain't like irate about nothing on here is okay.
Yeah,
you know, like you said, it's subjective. So everybody going, you know, it's going to be different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody's list is going to be different. So I ain't tripping on it. Like I said, my list personally will be a little different, but you know.
But it's like, just like I feel that way, whoever this is feel that way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it was good. It was, you know, it's cool, man. It's cool. So what? The NBA season. How y'all feeling so far? I mean, ain't but 4 or 5 games, but how y'all enjoying?
I love it. I'm always
been pretty good so far. Yeah. Your boy was finally had him a game last night, Kevin, down here in San Antonio.
Oh, Westbrook.
Russ, yeah.
33, young.
Yeah. Because LeBron went out there.
33
they can't play the GOAT.
No, they can't. I don't know what they was expecting when they signed him. Well, I knew what they was expecting when they signed him, but I mean, I don't think they fully stopped and just looked at both of them and where they are in their careers right now and just really thought it through.
I think a lot of that got to do with LeBron. He's just confident he can make anything work, in which maybe he might be able to. He might be able to make it work.
I think
they will for the regular season. I think they'll be all right in the regular season, but exactly. I just when it comes down to it, I just don't see it. I just don't see them beating no top tier team with that lineup. I'm telling you, just watch. Mark my word. When the playoffs get here, Russell Westbrook gonna have so many turnovers because there's no space. There's no room to work. He's so crowded. Everything is congested. And he already don't have the best handle in the world.
He was bouncing off the walls last night, man. You could just feel the energy from the TV. You just feel it. Like.
And they went to overtime in that game, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, when it comes down to it, I just don't see how they're going to make it. It's just not – like, I watched one possession the other night. I sent y'all a text, and I was like, this is the possession. Like, watching this possession tells me everything I need to know about the Lakers. Like, that's the issue. Like, they had LeBron, Westbrook, AD, and DeAndre Jordan on the floor at the same time. And AD and DJ were standing right next to each other. LeBron had the ball, and Westbrook was at, like, the top of the key. And nobody was outside the three-point line. LeBron couldn't drive to the paint, so he just decided to take a jump.
And what a reason for him to be, because there were no shooters on the floor.
That's what I'm saying. The spacing was just awful.
Hey, what y'all think about DeAndre Jordan right now?
He threw.
Nice zone.
Yeah.
He's at, hey, yeah. All of the minutes should go to Dwight Howard.
Yeah. So that's what I was thinking. And I was like, they play him in the first quarter and then don't put him in no more.
Yeah. Yeah. I was meant to go to the way out.
I was thinking that, you know, man, but I was just kind of like, I don't know. Hey, I'm going to ask y'all a question about this team. That, you know, do you think they'll ever be right again? The Spurs?
Mike, you gotta look at the players they had. The players they had, the personalities they had, Pop, the city, there will never be a time where they will catch Magic in a bottle like that again.
Yo.
Never.
And to that point, it was like, if you think about some of them names.
For so long, too.
Two of them on this list.
And think about how the second one got there, though.
Exactly.
Right.
David Robinson missed the whole season.
He was hurt, yeah.
He missed the whole season, and they were basically dead last. They end up getting the first pick, and they get Tim Duncan.
I got Tim Duncan. And they already had Sean Elliott and David Robinson. That part is crazy because, see, they was always able to retool. Like, remember you had the Michael Finley came in there for a couple of years.
Then you had the Worm that came in here for a couple of years. Right. Steven Jackson. Robert Ory,
Steve Kerr, and then, Steve Jackson, like you said.
Then you get lucky with Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili because neither one of them was a sure bet. You know what I'm saying? Nobody knew what they were coming into the NBA.
They took a chance in that, and it worked.
And then you get Kawhi.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming to San Antonio to play.
That's true.
Just listen to me. I live here right now. Just trust me. Nobody.
That's true.
Nobody.
So to answer your question, I guess Pop can keep him afloat for the most part. He can keep him from being a doormat.
Right. But
in terms of being like championship
like
level,
that word.
You got to have players. You got to have dudes for that.
Like Mike, if I put this podcast out to San Antonio, if I put this podcast out in my neighborhood right now, you probably wouldn't see me again. And they would have hits out on you guys just because you said that. Because it's the Spurs. Okay. So, I mean, yeah, it's not happening. It's not.
I feel it. Now, I was just, you know, because I was watching them last night.
It's a good question. Yeah.
And it's like, they got some talent, but it ain't like.
It ain't elite talent.
Like what we talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I like all them guys too. I like the
Johnson. I like all of them.
You know what I'm saying? What's his name? Keldon.
Keldon Johnson.
Keldon Johnson.
Lonnie Walker.
Yeah, Lonnie, I like Lonnie Walker too, yeah.
You know, it's just
it's just not enough.
And like y'all said, man, I don't think, you know, people really think about it. They got super lucky to be that good that long.
That
like
long.
You said, that long.
Yeah, bro,
you know, That was all about to say, 99.
99 for 20, almost 20 years, dude. So almost listen, 20 years.
You do know, you remember when Golden State and LeBron, Cleveland went to the finals. That was the first finals that didn't have Kobe, D-Wade, or Tim Duncan in it since 1999.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time one of those three players weren't in the finals since 1999, and that was in 2015.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, just think about that in itself. So, dang, yeah. Man, I just thought about it. Because like I said, I was just watching them, and they look so different. You know what I'm saying? You got cats out here that get running and jumping and dunking and all that. As before, and you think about those supplemental parts they had, people don't even remember Mario Elliott hitting big shots for the Spurs when they beat the Knicks.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You think of Mario Elliott with Houston.
Avery Johnson.
Right. You know.
Jaren Jackson.
You know, they had a lot of supplemental guys.
I think they messed up by not getting enough for Kawhi Leonard. I think that's what hurt.
Kevin, yeah, nobody was coming down here, man. Yeah, but
you gotta get picks when you move a guy like that. You gotta get picks. It ain't even really about the players you get in return, because you're not gonna get equal value for a player like that. You got to get picks to where you can possibly snag a franchise cornerstone.
They would have still had to give me DeRozan and Fred VanVleet, though. You can't just – who they got? DeRozan and Jakob Poeltl or something?
Yeah.
Give me Fred. And like Kevin said, some picks. I can turn something into some magic, hopefully.
Yeah, because even like, think about when Kyrie left Cleveland, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they at least got a pick out of it. They got it turned out to be the number 8 pick, you know what I'm saying? It turned out to be Colin Sexton, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But at least they got a pick out of it. That could have been the number 3 pick. They could have ended up with Luka or Trey or, well, Marvin Bagley, you know, he, you know, turned out to be what it was. Or it could have been like Aiden or somebody like that. But you never know. Like, you gotta get picks out of that.
Yeah, that's yeah. Cause they ain't working with nothing.
Yeah.
What's up with somebody else I want to ask y'all about? I can't remember. But it's been pretty good, man. Look, I'm telling y'all now. Golden State going to the Western Conference Final. Stop looking like that, man.
I see they 4-0. You know what I'm saying? I get they playing well. I love, you know, stuff my dude. But,
and the Bulls going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Anyway, Mike, like I was saying, Mike, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how Klay going to be when he get back. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna play a huge role in up.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if they're better than Utah. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they can beat the Lakers in a 7-game series.
No, Denver? I said the Western Conference Final.
You said the Western Conference Final. Okay.
What about Denver?
Denver needs Jamal Murray. They gotta have Jamal Murray.
They got
and you. They have to have Jamal Murray at 100%. So I don't think they can do nothing this year.
Gotta have him. He's so vital to what they do.
He may be one of the most important players to his team in league.
Yeah. They have to have him.
Yeah, they got.
Like I said, he has to be 100% too. I ain't talking about just coming back and getting, you know, reacclimated and everything and all. Nah, he got to be himself.
Yeah, because it's about more than points with him. Especially. So yeah. I mean, because the amount of pressure that he takes off of Jokic is.
Yeah, he bring a lot to the table. He bring a lot to the table.
So I can't really put Denver up though. Let's talk about the Bulls though.
Let's talk about them.
I like the Bulls. You know,
they're exciting. They're exciting.
I've always been a DeMar DeRozan fan. Always. Yeah. You know what
big,
I'm saying?
Big fan.
Yeah.
And what do you think their problem is going to be, Kevin? What problem do you think they're going to run into?
They just don't have enough, bro. Like, they don't have enough elite talent. Like, I love DeRozan, but he ain't what he used to be. Zach LaVine, I really like Zach LaVine, but, I mean, is he
when do you see it?
Yeah.
When do you see it starting to take a turn?
I mean, I don't know if it will.
It got to eventually.
I'm saying taking a turn towards like championship level.
Starting to take a turn to where they hit. When do you think they're gonna hit their wall?
I mean, I don't know if they're gonna hit a wall. I'm saying, I think teams like that, we're gonna find out everything we need to know when the playoffs come. I don't think the regular season is gonna tell us nothing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because they got talent. They got nice pieces, so they're gonna win some games. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But when the playoffs get here, can they beat Miami? You know what I'm saying? Can they beat Philly? You know, can they beat Boston? Or I know they can't beat Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like there's other teams with better rosters. Can they beat the Hawks? Can they beat the Hawks in a 7-game series?
Ooh, that would be a good one.
Now I tell you what.
On paper, they got a better roster, but can they beat the Hawks in a 7-game series?
I think they match up well with them, though.
Yeah. Like when I'm saying, that's a good series, though.
That's a great one. You look at their roster, right? You got Lonzo, Tony Bradley. I didn't know he went there from Utah.
Yeah.
Troy Brown, Jr., Alex Caruso. You know what I'm saying? DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they're playing on Lee Johnson, but he balled in Brooklyn. Derrick Jones Jr., that's just another, you know, athlete. Mm-hmm. He get, you know, knock the three down sometime, block shots, rebound. Of course, Zach LaVine. Man, Vucevic, Kobe White, Patrick Williams. So I think they got a balance too. Right, like vets and youth, prime guys. Man, hold on. So you saying, Q saying that the Eastern Conference Finals, right?
Yep.
So that's assuming. Wait, so the Eastern Conference Finals, you're telling me
they got to knock off either the Bucks or the Nets.
Milwaukee. No.
Yeah.
Nah, I can't see that.
It's not happening. There's no way they're going. I'm telling you, you got to be a complete dog to be Milwaukee, both really. But, man, Giannis feeling himself, bro. They not about to beat. Mm-mm.
Nah.
Giannis will not let Chicago beat them.
I
he's going to have to get hurt.
I would have to be counting on one of the big four going down. When I say big four, I mean Harden, Durant, Giannis, or Middleton. One of those four going down.
Injuries is the only way. And to be honest, that's what got Milwaukee where they got last year. So,
you're right.
I'm just saying, that's a tall task.
That's a very tall task.
Very tall. But it's going to happen.
It ain't going to happen, Q. Not only that, barring injury. If there's no injuries, it's not going to happen. I'm telling you. I just don't see that. Because Giannis is even more dangerous now than he was last year.
Man,
he got confidence now.
He is smelling himself right now.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, smelling himself right now.
Nah.
It's beautiful to watch.
Q.
There's no way.
I can't 100% say they beat nobody in the 7-game series. But I'm gonna just go ahead and say that I know they won't beat them two.
Nah, it ain't happening. See, like, I don't even know. Yeah, go ahead. My bad, Mike.
No. I was saying, like you said, if you stack them up, the teams that we think will be there, we ain't gonna count Brooklyn and Milwaukee. We're just not even gonna do that. Yeah. But Atlanta, Boston. I don't know. I don't even know what Charlotte will be in there now.
Philly. You know what I'm saying?
Because the situation is so weird. Because
the situation. But if the situation is right, I don't think they beat Philly.
Miami.
That's a dog fight. That's about just like Atlanta to me. I'd probably go Miami.
I give Miami the edge. Yeah. Been to the finals and all like that, yeah, too.
You could possibly be talking about a 7 seed with that. I'm dead serious. Like, you could possibly be talking about a 7 seed with the Bulls. Like, realistically.
The only teams I could just, like, I would favor them is Toronto.
That's it.
Maybe Washington, but Washington got a roster too. I might favor Washington.
Really?
Bro, okay, check this out.
That's an even matchup.
No, but I'm saying if it came down to it, I'm taking Bill.
I'm taking Bill over LaVine. If you go best player for best player, I'm taking Bill over LaVine.
That's right.
What about the supporting cast, though?
I take DeRozan over Kyle Kuzma. You know what I'm saying? Vucevic, he's a better matchup than – he's better than Trez in this matchup.
But look.
I don't know.
So you got Hachimura. You got Neto coming off the bench putting in work. You got
Spence, too.
Spence. So you got KCP. You got champions on this team. KCP, the champion.
Yeah, that's true.
He hit big shots. Yep. You got Kuzma. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Bertans. So, you know.
Yeah. That's why I said Washington improved their roster a lot to me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And so, with Spence and Bill and KCP alone, the scoring they can give you, Kuzma, probably going to even score more than KCP. Probably will score more than KCP. So you got Bill, Spence, and Kuzma getting buckets.
Yeah.
That's a lot to handle. Then you got, contributions, Trez, Aaron Holiday.
Yes, Q, you talking about 7-8, man. I'm be real with you.
Get him about to push him out of the playoffs.
I'm be real with you, bro.
Hey, what?
Up until this point, I ain't really broke it down like that. I've been saying 4 or 5 seed the whole time, but when you break it down like that, bro, them boys in the play-in.
I'm edging them. I'm giving them the edge over, you know, Charlotte, Indiana.
Yeah. Orlando. That's really about it, though.
Them and Indiana go 7 games.
Yeah.
Because they roster about, you know.
Yeah, about the same.
You know, you got Brogdon and
Sabonis.
Sabonis. Miles Turner. Duarte, Lamb, so what's up with TJ Warren? He still hurt.
I don't know.
But yeah, nah, Q. Cleveland, they could be Cleveland.
Hey, you know what I just did right there? I hate when people laugh every time somebody say Cleveland. I just did the same thing.
You're right.
What about
your boy dropping dimes, Skip?
Would you get an edge in, with them against Boston?
I would give it to them right now, just because I feel like Boston, they have a hard time figuring themselves out. You know what I mean?
So you're going to
they Chicago. Got the players, they got the players, but they can't really figure themselves out.
I would give
them Chicago the lean right now. If Boston can make it click, though, I would probably lean Boston.
I have a hard time believing in Boston. They don't ever give me a reason to.
Yeah, you right.
Because like before you said that, I was probably going to go Boston, but they don't give you a reason to believe in them. It's always something. You know what I'm saying? Like Boston, like Kyrie. Yeah. It's always something. It's always an issue.
And we ain't even mentioned New York Knicks.
Nope. Oh, we didn't.
The Bulls definitely 7-8 seed. I'm telling you. Like, they definitely a 7-8 seed. They need to be worried about the play-in.
Hey. I ain't even think about them.
Hey.
Can they kick my boys out of the playoff?
Yeah, East is so like even.
Balanced,
like,
yeah.
After Brooklyn and Milwaukee, it's just everything is just even. A level playing.
Even the match.
Straight parity.
Oh boy, Kevin said they need to be worried about the playing.
Yeah. Because everybody gonna be close. So you gotta think it's gonna be dudes in that four seed that's worried about creeping all the way down to that seven seed with a game of here too, you know, a game or two. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And worried about that playing. Cause they're gonna be close.
The whole Eastern Conference is going to finish like within 10 games of each other.
45, 48, 46, yeah. 47, yeah. 49 wins.
You're going to be coming down to the last week of the season, and it's going to be like two games separating, like five, six teams. You know what I'm saying? And you can go from the four seed to the seven seed just like that.
Yeah. It's going to be – yeah, that's gonna
which
be
is,
tough.
Which is why I like to play him, but I ain't gonna start.
Another day, Kevin. Another day. Man. Me and Mike gonna jump on you about that
one. I'm used to it by
man,
now.
Man, love this daggone play.
that's Kevin's baby right now, Mike. You know that.
They love it. Now, then look. Watch the same thing happen to you. Remember last year, the games was all great. He told us, see, I tell you. No, man. Wasted time.
And watch this year. It's going to come down to Chicago and New York, and they're going to be going at it, and we're going to be excited again.
Right. Go to overtime, you know what I'm saying?
See, I told y'all.
Boy, it's a fun time, man. Man. All right, man. So, what else that? Oh, man. Y'all, I corrected myself and y'all corrected me too when I said, the Chiefs had got it together.
Yeah, like I said, I wanted to see them lose one more game before I even brought it up, but
so
they got some issues. They got some issues. They turning the ball over way too much.
P homie,
man.
What's wrong with your boy, Mike?
That's still my dog. Now listen, 3 weeks or 2 weeks in a row, two of the interceptions won his. I don't know what's gotten into Tyreek Hill. Two of them hit his hand, but. Part of that is he pressing because that defense can't stop
that
nobody.
That defense is trash.
That's the main problem, Mike. He feel like he got to score on every drive when he go out.
Yeah. So, you know, and I ain't shooting him bail. Like, he's still turning the ball over. But what I am saying is, like you said, Q, like he feel like I got to score because his defense so bad. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, man, it's – but you know it's weird seeing them look like I'm okay. You're gonna lose games, right? But bro, they look even in the games they won. They don't look right.
They could be winless right now if you think about it. Mm-hmm. They could be.
Cause that Cleveland game came down to the end. Baltimore beat them. Washington just wasn't good enough. You know, it's a lot going on with them, man. But I think that O-line got some issues, too. Just about the whole O-line knew, man.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you know.
Yeah. And they replaced the two tackles thinking that was going to fix everything, but.
Yeah, they got Brown from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. We'll see, man. I don't know what's happening with them, man. That's still my boy, though. Let go, P. Homer, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's go, man. Let's go.
Y'all want to talk about y'all talk about y'all want to give a fantasy update?
Yeah. What's going on in the fantasy football league?
We just had a good week this past week. That's all. I mean, we just, you know, just had a good week this past week. That's all.
Let me tell you something. You better be glad I messed up and then put Jamar on Chase and Mike Evans in the game. I was doing too much, and I ain't put them in the bye game. But you know what? Congratulations, sir.
Appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. You know, we had to make some moves and make some things happen this past week. My boy Kamar brought me through.
Nah, I seen what you did with that. But I seen
he did what you just badly.
I seen what you did with D'Ernest though. That was good.
Yeah, I saw it. It's the second week in a row I done lost by less than 1 point.
Yeah, you had some tough. Some super tough. Because I just knew you had beat me.
It is what it is. I mean, you know. I ain't free.
I'm about to go on the street and end it for everybody.
About to go on the street.
Yes.
Man,
win streak, not lose streak.
Yeah, you about to go on the
streak.
Okay. So, and who Bama got? Bama on the bye. Yeah, Bama on the
bye. Yeah, they bye this week. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I don't think get ready. Go ahead and get ready for this Sugar Bowl. That's what we're gonna do.
What? I was just gonna ask y'all how y'all felt right quick, bro, before we got out.
I don't know, man.
I'm telling y'all how I feel all year. There's another loss coming somewhere. I don't know when, but it's coming.
Yep, it is. It's coming in Atlanta, Kevin. That's what's coming. It's coming in Atlanta. I think you know, people talking now. Talking about Auburn, but I still don't. I can't see Auburn beating them right now. Right now, I can't.
I mean, Bo Nix been playing pretty well, but I don't know if I trust him, especially not to beat.
Yeah, I don't trust Bama, especially not that defense.
That's the
Auburn have been using. Auburn have been using Tank the way. They probably should. So until that starts to click, I can't see Auburn beating.
They done fell in love with that other back.
That freshman.
Yeah.
He been running that thing though. I mean,
he has. But
Tank is your boy. So I mean,
I like Tank. We'll see. I like Tank a lot. You know. But I mean that game. It's about 3 weeks away. I just don't know though. I don't trust Nix.
I don't either.
But I do trust
Bryce.
He gave
you no reason to.
I do trust Bryce Young. I think Bryce can band-aid a lot of the issues.
I trust Bryce, but I don't trust Bill O'Brien and I don't trust Pete Golden and I don't trust that defense.
That's what I'm saying. I think Bryce Young can put a band-aid on a lot of the issues though.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, just like
if you're gonna do that, if you're gonna do it, I need them to get down and get out of bounds though. I mean, if we're gonna play like that.
Yeah. And I'm gonna give Brian Robinson some credit because I feel like he's been playing better and better.
He ain't got no other choice. We ain't got nobody else to go.
He might
take
it ahead. Well, I think he's been playing better though.
You got beef with B-Rob, man. B-Rob.
I feel like he, the more carries he get, the more experience he get in games, I feel like he getting a little better. I see him breaking.
Did you just
more.
Call him Derrick Henry?
No, I ain't do that. Come on, man. Don't disrespect my boy like that.
What is that? Did you just call him Derrick?
Nah, I'm saying he look like he getting more confident. That's all I'm saying. But
so
I still don't see them beats. I don't think they can beat Georgia. I just don't see it.
Alabama versus Cincinnati, Sugar Bowl, New Orleans.
The only way I can see them beating beating Georgia is if Georgia just can't pass the ball. You know what I'm saying?
That's the only way. That's the only way.
Like you, for one, you got to load up and stop the run.
They would have to beat Georgia in a 9-6 type of game. They would have to beat. That's the only way they can beat.
I think they could score with them. I'm saying, but what I'm saying is like if they, I feel like Alabama could score with them through the air. But if they can't stop Georgia from running the ball, then it's over with. They will have to stop Georgia from running. And like Georgia will have to not have a good day passing the ball.
Exactly. Georgia could run up and down the field, and Bama would have to score in 1-2 plays to keep up with them on the scoreboard.
I can see them scoring.
No, he's saying that he think Georgia would have the ball lengthy drive.
Yeah.
Bama will have to score 1-2 right. plays.
Because Georgia's running the ball, running and making it a short game. I feel you.
Exactly.
Only issue I would see there for them scoring in 1-2 plays is if they don't protect Bryce no better than they've been protecting Bryce, Georgia got enough people to get home, and he's so little. They'll hurt that dude.
Yeah.
Like if they allow Bryce to get hit as much as he did against A&M, if he getting hit like that by them dudes, the Kobe and Adam and Trayvon and Nolan and Jalen and Jordan and Quay, it's so many of them.
Yeah.
And they shut can up, all Mike. Run. Hey, no, I'm just saying.
I'll let y'all. Shut up,
Mike. I'm just saying. I'm just saying because I've been seeing them break down in protection.
Mike named the 85 Bears defense right now.
Hey, listen, man, I like that defense. I'm ready to see them this weekend, see what they're going to do, man. You know, they got a tough task now. Y'all keep talking crazy. It's a tall task.
Mike, you saw what they say. Every time the Braves in the World Series, the Gators get them.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. It's a tall task.
Shut up, Mike. You don't believe that. You don't believe that.
Emory Jones and Anthony Richardson both provide – present issues, should I say.
Okay. All right, Mike.
Man,
I think we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves right now, Mike.
Hey, I'm just ready to watch the action. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna watch the game? We need support.
I'm just watching for the sake of watching.
Can we hear this guy? They need support.
He don't believe that, bro. He's just trying to protect himself. You know what I'm saying? He don't want to get too far ahead of himself, get too confident. You know what I'm saying? I know I do the same thing. I feel he be getting on to me about that. But he doing enough.
He doing the same thing he telling you not to do. He doing it right now.
Bro, I'm telling y'all, man. Florida is a good team. Y'all, hey, look, y'all only beat them by one. So what the bank?
Yeah, that ain't saying. I mean,
think Georgia's supposed to just beat the brakes off them.
Bama ain't as good as they normally are. So,
Mike.
It's the same team that lost Texas A&M.
Mike.
And Texas A&M ain't lost since.
Mike, they played Missouri and who else they played, Mike?
They ain't lost since. Now, I'm going to tell you something about Texas A&M. Boy, would I be pissed. We lost to Arkansas and beat Alabama. State. Yeah, and Mississippi State. And beat Alabama. Man, I'd be so mad, man. Because you pretty much would have punched your ticket.
You got a hope LSU and Auburn can beat them.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. They would have punched their ticket. But here's the thing, Kevin. They still got Ole Miss, though, in the way. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's some tough games coming down the pike now on that west side.
It's some good games coming down the pike. good ones.
Because Ole Miss got to play A&M. Alabama going to whoop Arkansas. And then who else Alabama got?
Auburn.
Auburn, LSU.
Yeah. Ain't mentioning LSU, Kevin. Come on, Kevin.
They ain't even, you know what I'm saying, they ain't even fair really what's going on right now with them. So they got Auburn and Arkansas.
Yep, that's what's left.
Nah, man. Yeah. I'm a straight, I ain't got nothing to worry about. You know what I'm saying?
See you in Atlanta, Mike.
We'll be waiting, hopefully.
I need to figure out which hotel George staying in. Find which room number 99 staying in so we can take care of him. send him some room service up down. A spiked cheeseburger was sent to him.
Hey, JD gonna be locked in, man. He ain't playing the Florida game last year too. We gonna be locked in that weekend.
He didn't. Was he hurt?
Man, he was hurt. George Pickens was hurt. Richard LeCount was hurt. They was missing like five. Julian Rochester was hurt. Richard LeCount had that motorcycle accident.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Julian Rochester and Jordan Davis got hurt in the Kentucky game. George Pickens, I forgot what happened to him. I think he had hurt his shoulder lifting or something. And then Lewis Singh tried to kill himself and Kyle Pitts in the game. So he got knocked out of that game. So, yeah.
Hey, fella, I'm going to have to dip out on y'all a little early, man. I gotta get up out of here.
All right, we're finna get out of here, man. We're finna get out of here. Get out of here. So that was another episode. Lassitate Notes. Mike Pace, K-Dub, Homie Quinn. We get at y'all next week. Remember, peace of positivity. Till then, peace out.
Peace out.
Kevin, turn your TV away from Fox right now, son.